Folks, for those of you that may not have heard, on this past Friday, we lost a dear friend of Mount Calvary. Brother Tommy Freeman went to be with the Lord. Yesterday, in talking to Mila down there, I asked, I said, what happened? And she said, on Friday morning, he got up, he'd had his breakfast, and he said he's going to go out and warm the car up. So he went outside, and they got things ready. As they moved outside, she said, she looked and she saw the door to the car was still open. She says, that's definitely not like Tommy. And so she walked around, she saw him slumped over, and she said, I totally feel in my heart of hearts that it was absolute meeting. It was no pain. He just went to be with the Lord. So I asked her, I said, well, you know, and I gave her condolences from everybody here at Mount Calvary, expressed how much Tommy meant to us and all. And I said, how are you doing? She says, you know, I'm doing good. She says, my husband is doing exactly what he wanted to do today. I says, is that right? She said, yep. She says, I know without a shadow of a doubt that last night, he was teaching them how to grill in heaven. And I could just, Jesus, just know you got to move that charcoal way just a little bit over there like that. I could just hear Tommy. And she was just so appreciative of all the comments, all the people. As of now, the latest information I have, I believe the viewing is going to be Tuesday night over at Jefferson on Castlewell, and that's off of Van Dorn Street, about 7 o'clock, 7 to 9, I think. And then the service will be there at the funeral home on Wednesday at 1:30 in the afternoon. This pulpit is such a mess, makes me feel right at home. And what a week. And this week on Monday had the 11 o'clock service determined over at Mount Comfort. As we walked out at 12 o'clock, we were over there at the cemetery, and for just about a 15-20 minute period, the rain and the snowflake stopped as we said goodbye our dear friend Ora Harrison. On Tuesday at Jefferson, doing that funeral, as we said goodbye to 27-year-old Valerie Mullins. As interment was here at the cemetery, and as the folks made the turn to come in here, and all the spaces were filled in the parking lot just like they are this morning, I imagine, and we'd sent people through out on the street, and the line was still backed up, so the cars just kind of pulled to the right-hand side, and they were lined up in front of Calvary Road there with the flashers on. People got out of their cars and they came over to the cemetery. And for just a short period of time, the sun shone. And out of the west came a V of geese. And we looked up. Everybody there was just amazed at the timing. On Friday, when we got the news about Brother Tommy Freeman and Hattie, she texted me, and the only thing I could respond is, what? When? And as they started filling the blanks, and I realized how much I was going to miss my dear friend, my brother in Christ, my co-worker in Christ. Tommy, he lived for the concerts, folks. He loved concerts. He would come in on Wednesday night, he'd listen to us and just sit back there. And just a couple of weeks ago, he sang that second verse of What a Day That Will Be. With the, we call it the Tommy Freeman ending on it, that goes up to that little high note that I tried to sing. Yesterday, as we gathered and we had friends and family member and talking to Ray, and she said, and we went to eat afterwards, she says, you know, it was so precious having people that I have not seen in a while, just all together. Folks, this is about what we're all about here. This is the real stuff. In the book of Romans, we've been studying them on the 8th chapter, and I'm gonna read those verses. I'm gonna preach as quick as I can. Amen, choir. Amen, choir. But before I do that, Ray says, I want you to take these flowers and I want you to display them tomorrow at church, and I believe that these are beautiful, don't you? And Carol, we'd like you to take these home and bring a little brightness to your home. Is that okay? And tell John don't fall over these things. He's taking tumbles and all like that. So we're just going to set it right there. Is that all right, Ray? Okay. No charge, Brandon. Are you sure? Just take that right away. And I've got a little tag that takes you how to care. That's a plant. You've got to take care of that thing. Your face says you kept it home and be dead tomorrow. So don't do that. You'll take care of it. Folks, when you have people that go through pain and suffering, that go through losses, and we know how devastated it is to us emotionally when we lose a loved one. But then when you have people that just stand up full of faith, believing what we say, believing what is written in this book, standing on the promises of Christ my King. Oh, I don't know how you go through it without him. I really don't. In this book of Romans, and I'm just going to go over a couple verses with you real quick. We've been talking about there is no, I am not ashamed of this gospel that's open in front of me. We read about have all of sin and come short of the glory of God, but oh, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, a free gift to all. We read, there is therefore now no condemnation. And last week we talked about that no condemnation and about how people just can't seem to get over it, how they continue to just beat themselves up. When I read the word, it says there is now no condemnation. Not because of what have I done, but because of what Jesus, who he is. And then I read. For the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh that the righteous requirements of the law may be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And I love the way the writer here, he says, walk. Walk. He doesn't say just sit down, start reading. He just doesn't say go in your closet. He says walk, walk, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. The 9th verse. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. And then down in the 14th, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God, for you do not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. There is no spirit of bondage to fear for those who walk in the Spirit of God. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirits in the 16th verse. We are the children of God. 17, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Allow us for just a couple minutes to open up our minds, our hearts, to receive that special thing you have for each one of us as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is simply who Christ is. It is simply who God is. On Wednesday night, one of our attendees here made a wonderful prayer request, a praise that they just wanted to thank God for who He is. Later on, we got into argument about notebooks and stuff like that, but we got over that little spat. But during the prayer request time, and I guess people are a lot more spiritual in prayer request time than on the rest of the service, I don't know. But I thought it was so beautiful for somebody just to ask that they want to give a little shout out to God. Is that what you call it? A shout out to God. Just for who He is. Just for what He has done. Just because you go through things and you'll deal with items and you will through His grace, through His Holy Spirit living within you, dwelling inside of you, you will be able to go through and deal with things that on the surface you never thought you could. You will find strength and inner strength. Tell you one thing, you read everything about the self-helps and the fix it on your own and all that stuff. Trust me. I want to believe in, I want to trust in something that is far greater than I am. There is a God and you are not Him. I want to believe without a shadow of a doubt that I am putting my trust, my faith in someone who is worthy. Now, I know there are good books out there. I know there's information. I know there's things that you can learn and read and study and play over again. And you can put it on a little tape and over and set your head on it. And each night it plays in your ear. I know all those things. But let me tell you something, folks. This word is the most powerful thing that's ever been written. This word is alive because it lives. That old song of Bobby Mumford, he say, we could sing that old song, He Lives in Me. He lives in me. I can hear Doyle Lawson. He lives in me. He lives in me. I can see Bobby wanting to dance. It's not a vision I like to think of many times. But I know he wants to do it because I've been down there with him. And when we talked on the phone on Friday, he cried like a baby. And I was trying to talk to him. And the only words old Bobby could get out about his brother Tommy was just a whisper. Just a whisper. And I thought about the old preacher who they called on to give a comment. A young preacher Benny says, share with him. And the old preacher could barely get a few words out. So the young preacher moved a little on. He says, I'm sorry, could you repeat that again? And he barely could get this. Finally got a little closer and he says, could you repeat that one more time? He says, well, he said, sometimes God whispers just so that you'll come closer to hear. Sometimes He whispers just so that you will come closer to hear. I believe that what a privilege it has been in my life to have individuals. I tell you what, folks, I've done too many of these funerals. I'm tired. I'm funeraled out. But I'll tell you one thing, these funerals They are celebrations of life. They are celebrations of life well lived. They're a chance for us to just say, thank you, God, for allowing me to have this person who's come into my life. And we have worshiped together and we have laughed together. We have eaten sausage biscuits in the office together. It says in this word, it says the Spirit indeed dwells within you. The little one goes home from Sunday school, from hearing the preacher over there, and says, Mommy, the preacher said that God is bigger than we are. Mom said, that's right. He said, but also that preacher said that he lives in you. Mom said, well, that's right too. So, Mommy, if he's bigger than we are and he lives in us, that means he's got to show through, doesn't he? He won't fit. He's got to show through somewhere. And that's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm feeling at Mount Calvary. I'm feeling God showing through. I'm feeling people who are not so concerned about me, 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 I. These things are just, they are so temporary, folks. Only the things that are done for the Spirit of God will last and last and last. It is our prayer that you simply let God.